bigger, leave an imprint, leave an impact.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you have to consider, oh, in 20 years' time, is someone going to take this in? Is this still going to be relevant?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. think about in 20 years' time. Don't think about today.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're saying today could impact 5 people. Mm-hmm. But in a year's time, that's 1 million people impacted by the one record.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, absolutely. I like the way that you said that because, you know, there's a lot of great paintings that people like to, you know, they want to, how do I say this? So there's a lot of paintings out there in the world that are not the true paintings of certain people that people worship. You know what I'm saying? And within those paintings, right, it's like, okay, these paintings were painted by somebody such as Michelangelo for, you know, how long ago, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like people appreciate that art now, right? Mm-hmm. Even though that ain't the real painting of a certain righteous person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like what you said, right? There's people who will appreciate it in the moment. And then there's going to be people who down the road are going to be like, man, like, you know, because, you know what I'm saying? And it's like your music, check this, bro. Your music is always new. You know why? Because there's somebody else out there that hasn't heard it yet.
Exactly. Facts.
It's the new to them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important as artists. But the next question is like, now, do you think... At a certain degree that you're responsible for parents' children.
In a sense,
yo, by yo, take so, yo.
Yeah, that caught us on guard, man.
Uh-huh.
So the biggest thing.
Sorry, the question was, do we feel responsible for the children of parents?
Parents' children.
Yes. Okay. Simba got it.
100%, because all children are innocent, right?
Mm.
That's a teaching that we can all agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever it comes to what we're putting in the ears, in the eyes of young children, if they get access to our music, that's not on their parents to decide whether that's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
We should have been pushing a message that builds up the next generation from the start.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that duality of like, oh, do I show them the realities of my reality, whether it's good or bad, or do I just push a message that, you know, builds them up only, right? Wherever you take a stance, and at the end of the day, we still have a responsibility to show them where they're from, like what they were brought up in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, we can't just let hip-hop be taken away by, you know, like somebody that doesn't know about hip-hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our responsibility to then pass that through the music, whether it's pop, rap, whatever. Show people the history and show people what the roots are behind what we're saying, so that those kids can grow into someone that's similar to us in the regard that we want to be good people and we want to pass a good message, if that makes sense.
Yo, it makes absolute sense, bro. And I love the way that you delivered that, right? Because, you know, I ask that question to certain people. Sometimes people are like, nah, I'm not responsible, right? But it's like, to a level of degree, you are. Because what you say is going to have an effect on somebody, right? Good or negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if we look up one definition of power, power is the ability to produce an effect. And what is an effect? An effect is a change, right? Mm-hmm. To produce is to create something, right? So we take the thoughts in our minds and we create that. We put that on, you know, depending on how you write, right? You might put it on a pad, you might put it on the phone, but either way, you jot that down, and then you wisdom your knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Your words come out and now they make manifest. You see what I'm saying? And so if they manifest, what are they gonna do? Are they gonna produce a positive effect, or are they gonna produce a negative effect? And we can all agree that, you know, even though rap music, I'll say, right now is second as the most, you know, the most soul genre, because country came up behind it and took it, right? But at a certain point, for a long time, it was rap music, right? Mm-hmm. The influence the world, right? We're talking about a culture that started in the 70s in the Bronx, right? You know what I'm saying? For brothers and sisters like us going through you know, all of these atrocities in our environment, right? And that may not be all of our experiences, right? But it's a lot of our experiences, no matter where, if you in the wilderness of North America, or you in the motherland, or you in Europe, or Asia, right? It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But it's like hip hop was the voice for all of the youth going through what they were going through. You know what I'm saying? So we look at the influence that that has, right? And so when I listen to you guys, right, and I see you guys on stage, and I'm like, you know, because y'all are younger than I am, right? But, and I'm not an old man or anything like that, you know what I mean? I'm still young, you know what I mean? You got, you know what I mean?
A lot of you think.
But still, like, I'm the OG that wants to be able to help the young brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? And lead them in the right direction, not the wrong direction. So to hear you guys, you know, express, you know, the way that y'all carry 9-10, right? Like I said, it's a breath of fresh air. It brings joy to my heart. I don't see selfishness in you guys. You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of artists that are selfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I see Three Amigos, I'm like, yeah, because, bro, that's what the game needs again.
Exactly.
It needs those. We need the crews again. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because when you're a single artist, I mean, like, actually, let me ask you, like, what do y'all think about single artists?
Like, single artists, you should go. You ain't spoken yet.
So, what do I think about single artists?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of power in a group,
mm-hmm.
because yeah, you can have a single artist who does what he does or mm-hmm. what she does,
mm-hmm.
and you have like full autonomy, if you will. But there's so much power that I found, at least being connected with my brothers out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much we're able to do when we put our heads together, our resources together,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much more of a higher ceiling when you're with people that you're in tune with, that you're aligned with,
mm-hmm.
who have similar goals, similar values, mm-hmm. similar ambitions. Man, that power, you can't find that anywhere. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I find in being in a group.
Absolutely, man. I agree. You know what I mean? That like-mindedness, man. Y'all are, you know, if it's a convoy, y'all are coming through on the highway. You know what I mean? And y'all are in sync. You know what I'm saying? It's about being in sync, because when your frequencies are in sync, you could take it to the next level, right?
Amen.
Like you
yes,
said,
sir.
You know
Amen.
What I mean? The ceiling. And I would say that, yo, honestly, when you're with the people that you love and the people that are on your frequency, there is no ceiling. It's infinite. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Are you familiar with the mastermind principle?
No, tell me about it.
It's from my favorite book, Think and Grow Rich, and it talks about how when you put minds together that are thinking the exact same way,
mm-hmm.
the possibilities are endless,
mm-hmm.
because now you're getting multiple different directions on how to handle a situation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone else is down, the other brothers come and pick them up. And from there, if you guys have the exact same idea, same ideals, same like methods of handling things,
mm-hmm.
you can accomplish anything, because you have the attention of multiple people working on something at any given time. So we apply that into everything that we do so that we can get things done faster,
mm-hmm.
get things done with more quality, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're touching on that. I was like, yeah,
like,
you knew that already. I thought you knew.
I mean, look, I know some things, you know what I mean? But look, knowledge is infinite. I'm always ready to learn, baby.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna keep this party running, man. We're gonna get some more tunes in. We're gonna come right back. We got 9-10 in the building right now.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Vancouver, man, stand up, man. We got some brothers from the city, man, putting on. So let's just get it popping. Yeah.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Don't you worry, baby girl, no, I'm keeping focused. Got me doing real good, friends are starting to notice. got me dreaming champagne while we on a damn plane. Working hard till I get a girl, that's a motive. The way you move your hair, swear to God, it should be goaded. Only time I'm chasing ass is wherever yours is. So you trying to leave now? Tell me what your code is. Tell me when you want to dip out, it is important. I've been working out lots lately, baby. I've been feeling good. Eating much, much better, baby. Eating like I probably should. Working on myself lots lately. Praying must be working good. Focusing on us, my baby. We know we could. I'm not up to no good. 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 Do you love me? Yeah, I love you. I ain't put no one else around but you. It's you, my fam, myself. Cause you my lover. The gym back home to you and nothing other. Move your body here and swing it to the side. Fame battles the killer, it's always you and I. TY for all that you've done for me. It's much more with you, we need unity. Falling more in love with you the more we train. We keep going, we can be as big as Carrie Lane. Since I met you, so my life has changed. Said it all before, but baby, goddamn. I've been working out last night. Baby, I've been feeling good. Eating much, much better. Eating like I probably should. Working on myself.
Peace, family. How y'all feeling right now, man? We gonna keep this show going, baby. We got more hot music for y'all. Look, you tapped in right now. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Look, man, I told y'all, we play everything from the old school to the new school. Ah, man, and I just really like that track, but my man Simba, no good, baby, no good. But we gonna keep it going right now. Let's get it.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshin'. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad in the friend zone. Sound like an intro Jet song, give me that tempo. Told pool, he a fool. Told her, don't let her friends know. In the Ville, and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's. Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-rolls. Dark hair, she look like she go.
She do.
Hometown hero, feeling myself, can't murder my ego. She heard a, she said, certified freak, hang around dust and she learning my lingo. Back then, wasn't worried about me though. In the gym, trying to work on my free throw. Spending money at the club like Sam's. Yes, ma'am, she a little freak. But she don't put this on the ground. Little boys trying to diss on the ground. Hey, I can't switch on the fan. It's how I hit the switch on the fan. This where my head is. I feel resentment from every direction. Even some homies be wearing expressions. I be discouraged from sharing my blessings. We used to share a connection. Now it just feels like it's wearing and stretching. I'm getting real sick of taking advice from people that never could stare at reflections. Somewhere in there is a lesson. Y'all ain't evolving, it's very depressing. I'm at the club with the basketball team. Me and the Cardinals are sharing a section. Gotta cherish the present. I'm drinking water and got a career and I'm very invested. Some people call it a scary obsession. I like to call it a passion. I can't be sitting relaxing. PG, we getting some traction. I'm at the venue, it's packed in. I'm digging her accent. I got a BB Simon belt on me, and she trying to get it unfastened. That's my type of distraction. That's my type of she Latin. Got my own flow, and I'm about to get a patent. Brand new sheets for the bed they sat in. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then. My swag, they keep jacking. I ain't doing no verse, quit asking. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshin'. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins.
Sports in the top 10.
Gangsta party.
Part of that. Party.
Ain't nothing party. But a gangsta party.
They like that.
Party.
On my mind, cause at the same time it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive with this and put together a million march with the gangsta twist.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire young brothers catching cases. Busters get ready for the throwdown, the hits about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clap. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Suckers be acting like they savage. I'm out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my homies living left.
I got a pit named P. She niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black demon. But my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel. And do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feels good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, young hustler.
Now follow as we ride. You can check the rest. Two of the best from the west side. And I can make you famous. Brother's been down for years. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop battling needs. West Coast G's. If you got it, better flow me. Another one. Two of America's most wanted.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. Sexy as hell, I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Boom, you live with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We in the building right now. And look, man, you know me, baby. It's hard body. I came to bring nothing but the pain. Here comes the pain. 9-10 in the building, man. What's the science, boys?
What's up?
Ah, that's what it's all about, baby. It's all about that. So let's talk about this album, this EP that's dropping tonight by my man King Abdul, man. Talk to the audience, man.
This EP is called We Live, We Grow. Drops tonight. This EP is like a reflection of like the past year of my life. Reflecting, trying to understand, where I went wrong. That's when you remember, I need to pray. God, you know, right from where you're back from, like, all the kids that I had just in the past year, and also, when I'm back in high school, trying to understand, this is the thing about me. Why do I get this way? Kind of a full reflection. I kind of went about it a different way. Some people kind of put things together. Trying to tell you bits and pieces everywhere. So, first record, think of the first record like a summary of everything you're about to hear. That's how I wrote it. So it's like, okay, everything with this EP that you're about to hear, I'm gonna break it down for you and help you understand why this fits into this story. At the end of the day, did all this living, did some good, did some bad, understood some different things, and it's like, okay, now, learn from my mistakes, learn from the positives, and understand how to, move with a better life. Understand how I can be a better person.
person, impact the world better, be a better friend, a better, inshallah, be a better husband when I'm at that stage, be a better brother, you know, be a better son to my parents as well, and be a better, I'm Muslim, so be a even better Muslim as well. So, all in all, this one is special to me. I try to dig deep into this one, share some things about myself that I may not usually share. I kind of try to keep a hard energy or posture each time, but I go through my depressive episodes, sad times, and up and downs. But you know, I wanted to really express that in this EP. So we live and we grow. It's out tonight. You know, 8 p.m. PST.
Where can they listen to it?
You can listen to it on all platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, SoundCloud, whatever you use, you're gonna find it. And tap in with me on social as well at King Abdul Dahir. So KingAbdulDahir. And tap in with 9102 at NINE number 10, then MISIC, 910 Music.
No, that's beautiful. Go ahead.
I was like, he forgot how to spell for a second.
It's all good, bro. It's all good, bro. Hey, man. Look, man. We the creator. Listen, bro. We the creators of language, so we can change language however we want to change it. All right, don't even stress it, bro. You know what I mean?
The way we spell the music part, though.
You know what I'm saying? Look, man.
No, I've done that before too.
Hey, you know, but you know, I think it's very important that you know. You definitely, like, you know, Simba said, right, the duality, the polarity of it, right? You know, we can always talk about the success, but it's I think that there's we got to deal in the equality and the balance of, you know, success, and I wouldn't call it struggle, because I don't like to use that word, subconsciously struggling, you know what I mean? We'll just say that, you know, it's the wisdom, it's the experience, right? So we got to share the experiences that we go through, you know what I'm saying? And because if it's just all glamours and glitz, then what are you actually giving to the world, you know what I'm saying? Probably something fraudulent, you know what I mean? You, how many times we hear about these artists who, you know, they look like they, you know, they all shiny on the outside, but meanwhile they dirty on the inside, right? And the dirty things that they do behind closed doors, right? We seeing this, right? I mean, it's definitely being manifested through many different artists and P. Diddy's and Harvey Weinstein's and, you know what I'm saying? Like, so all of this stuff coming out, right? And I've been known this stuff, right? But it's like, you know, for it to come out, you know, is...
Whatever happens in darkness always comes to light.
Has to, bro. That's the process. Everything starts in darkness, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everything starts in darkness. So, who produced the album?
So, actually, I got a bunch of different producers on here, but the main producer was my boy, Simba.
That's what I was hoping to hear. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't make the project.
You didn't make the cut, eh? Damn.
It was some rough rooms in there, you know, but you know, I fought my way to the end of the EP. We got put on, you know.
Yeah, you like the RZA of the crew. You like RZA and Wu-Tang, man. He was the inspiration
right there, you know.
Uh-huh. So what was that like for you, producing this album for your brother, man?
Mainly, the biggest thing was just letting him have his complete creative control over how he wanted to go about it. I wasn't gonna try and be like, oh, you should use this beat or you should use this beat. I kind of just sat back and knew what types of beats he wanted to hear and write to. So I kind of just made sure that the ones that we were making at the time, like, they just had a little bit more Abdul in them, right? And I just left him with as many beats as I could at the time, you know. I was very busy at the time, so it was hard to just sit down with him and like pick beats and like be able to be like, okay, this one more of this. But it was interesting to watch him go through this project, because I think this is like one of the first like projects that we didn't like sit down and like really really work on, all of us. It was more of like, this is your experience, So it was cool to see, like at the end, it's like, okay, this be, he ended up using it. It's cool to know that he actually used